Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I am speaking with Dale Skeen, the co-founder and CTO of Vitria. Dale oversees the technological direction of Vitria, and today we are going to discuss the rising importance of operational intelligence. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dale.
Oh, Peter, it's always a pleasure to share my views and observations with you.
Now, recently we met up at the Gartner BPM Summit. What new trends did you pick up from the summit?
Well, at the conference, we saw many companies ranging from financial services to energy to logistics, telcos, government, and they consistently ask one question: how can I monitor my business processes and react more quickly to business threats and opportunities? You know, for example, a logistics company was there. They wanted to monitor their internal processes as well as monitor outside factors like weather and traffic information. And when a problem occurred, they wanted to be able to see it, analyze it, and act in real time. Now, this need is driving a new type of business analytics, which we call operational intelligence.
Now, what do you mean by operational intelligence? I mean, is this similar to business intelligence, which obviously is, we've covered and has been around for years?
Well, business intelligence is one type of business analytics. It's familiar to many people. However, it delivers analytics typically in the form of reports and typically only on a daily basis. This is sort of like looking in a rear view mirror. And what was very evident at the conference is people wanted to be able to monitor their processes and react in time to make a difference, you know, not looking in a rear view mirror. So obviously, there's a gap that needs to be filled to enable enterprises to be much more dynamic, to be able to see, analyze, and act in real time. And so operational intelligence is filling that gap and is different from business intelligence in two fundamental ways. First, sort of the time list of information, which for operational intelligence is typically measured in seconds and minutes, not in days. And the second is access to information. Operational intelligence usually has access to a wide variety of information, and especially including internet-based information. So to illustrate the difference between the two, I like to think of this in terms of like a matrix where along the timeline you have timeliness of information at the bottom, and along the vertical axis you have sources of information. Again, BI usually few sources of information, typically ERP systems, and they are typically daily, so that they would be put in the lower left-hand corner of that matrix. Now, with operational intelligence, the difference is that first, you can access many different sources of information, internal databases, your ERP systems, but again, additionally, you know, internet-based information. So they're very high on that vertical axis because they have access to all this type of information. And then the other thing that distinguishes them is that they can access information, do the analytics in near real time. It's called continuous analytics. And so they are able to move far to the right where you're talking about analyzing in seconds, not in days. So it enables you to analyze information and act much faster in time to make a difference.
Well, I think speed is pretty much essential to today. Now, how exactly are companies benefiting from operational intelligence?
Well, we've seen many types of companies benefit from operational intelligence, from logistics companies, like I talked about, that better manage their performance, telcos that can better ensure service, financial companies that manage intraday risks, energy companies that can manage demand and supply in real time. Now, some concrete examples of how our customers are using operational intelligence include a cable company that is using operational intelligence to monitor and optimize their customer-facing business processes. This allows them to increase customer satisfaction and revenue. Also, we have telco companies that are using operational intelligence to monitor and manage in real time their service level agreements. And this allows them to improve their service level to their customers and hence improve revenue assurance. And also, we're seeing that military and commercial companies alike are adopting operational intelligence to improve cybersecurity by looking at all types of threats that can threaten the security.
Now, if operational intelligence is so valuable, I mean, why are we just hearing about it now? Why is it just coming onto the scene?
The reason that operational intelligence is appearing only now is threefold. First, business drivers. Companies are under increased pressure to act quickly in order to optimize cost, respond to market opportunity, and to reduce risk, both financial risk and operational risk. So that's the first reason. The second is information sources. As we mentioned, the internet now has a wealth of information that's very easily accessible, and that's only been very recent that was available. And third, and probably the most important, is that new technologies are really enabling this new type of analysis in real time. In particular, Web 2.0 technology is providing a platform for rich visualization of information. And CEP technology, and CEP, by the way, stands for Complex Event Processing, provides the ability to do continuous real-time analytics. This is a very techy capability that's buried sort of in the heart of operational intelligence. But the bottom line is now you can access and analyze information continuously and in real time. And that is an important enabler for operational intelligence.
Yes, I agree. Now, what do you see for the future of operational intelligence?
Well, since the rise of operational intelligence over the past, really very recently, we see a tremendous increase in customers that want to adopt operational intelligence. So from really being something that wasn't talked about 2 years ago, to customers talking about it today almost continuously. And also, this is also further proof points is in the consumer world, you've seen the need for real-time search. And in fact, we've just seen a number of companies announce the capability to do real-time search, which is sort of a sister to operational intelligence, which is real-time business intelligence. So this need for real-time analysis, this real-time to be able to act in real-time, we see this need just continuing to grow in the future. On the technology side, we think operational intelligence is just now emerging technology that has a lot of room to grow. And so we'll see many more technical advances in the next few years in this area of operational intelligence.
Great. Well, it's definitely an exciting space. This is Peter Schoaf, having spoken with Dale Skeen of Vitria. And anyone looking for more information on operational intelligence, definitely head over to the Vitria website. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dale.
Peter, thank you. It was a pleasure.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.